Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Z Fly, and you're now locked into the FLY Network. And for the next 2 hours, I'm dishing you the 311 on some of the juiciest topics around. So sit back, keep it real hot and fresh, cause it's gonna be good. Understood?
Everybody, what's going on? What's good? What it is? What it ain't? You know what I'm saying? All that kind of good stuff like that. I hope everybody's feeling good because I know I am. You know what I'm saying? It is another Sunday. I'm keeping it real hot and fresh. You know what I'm saying? I know all of you all out there are feeling really hot and fresh right now. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because the days are feeling, are, you know, the days, degrees, everything, weather is good. You know what I'm saying? So, hey. We're just going to do this right now. So, welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. So glad you could be here tonight. And I definitely want to welcome the one and only co-host, Miss Gigi. How are you doing, Miss Gigi?
I'm good. I'm good. How you doing this week, Mr. Z-Fly?
I'm feeling really good. Understood? Yeah, sure I am.
Well, you should.
Okay. Like I would. No, I mean, I'm okay, but, you know, I got a little cold sniffle. I'll admit, the warm weather outside, and then you go inside to these cold buildings, it gets me. It always seems to get me, especially where I work at. They seem to think it's, like, 100 degrees, which it has been pretty close one day, but it's not 100 degrees yet. So, yeah, I got a little sniffle, so I'm trying to, you know, I got my Alka-Seltzer and Tylenol and spray throat, all that stuff to try to keep it at bay. So, yeah.
Sorry to hear that. I hope you feel better.
I do too. I definitely got to make sure I can host my show for my people. So, everybody, once again, thank you for tuning in. And just know where to talk to me and Miss Gigi at. At 6206. Again, that's 646-200-3136. And, of course, you know, you can hit us up on Twitter at Real Hot Fresh. and we will answer your comments or any questions or anything you want to tell us there, okay? All right, so tonight we have we definitely have another good show for you tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about the beauty pageants for little girls. You know, are they good or are they bad? And we have a little example that we're going to kind of go off of, but we're definitely going to be talking about this hour. And, of course, we've got some more good stuff for you, too. So, but right now we're going to get into the busters and skeezers, what the part of the show that I really, really like, because this is where I get to talk to all my young adults out there in young adult world who's running the world. Who run the world, young adults? Who run? Oh. All right, y'all, let me just go ahead and get into this. Excuse me. Look, I'm going to let y'all know, I'm keeping it real. I might be sniffing and coughing all throughout the show. Hey, at least I'm letting y'all know. You know, so some people just do it, won't even tell you, but I'm going to let y'all know I might be doing it. All right, okay. So tonight, everybody, Busters and Skeezers, I am sending this out to the females. Females, young adults, you know, if you do have children, specifically young girls, then my thing is, I would just like to say, make sure that you really make sure you, you know, parent your young daughter. You know, because a lot of times these daughters, they are growing up, they're being too fast, they're being too grown. And whenever that happens, it really puts them in the lines of a lot of danger. And unfortunately, that's a lot of male danger. Because, you know, there are males, not all, but there's a lot of males who are just predators. You know, they look for young meet their young females, young daughters, you know, young children, actually, to prey on, to be sexually with. So my thing is, don't let your daughters grow up too fast. You know, a lot of times, you know, I know, you know, there's a lot of shows, a lot of things that happens on TV where people say, oh, it's so cute, she's so cute, look, she has on a lot of makeup, oh, look, she's really sassy, that's so cute. But at the end of the day, it's not cute. And all it's doing is just ruining her for her future. And then one day you're gonna be, you know, waiting by the phone, you know, wondering, you know, is she gonna call you? Where is she at? You're at home crying now because of what you could have, you know, thought when she was a child. So, young females out there, young adult females, really, 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 do not let your daughters be so grown. You know, let them be kids. You know what I'm saying? Forget the makeup. You know, forget, you know, trying to put piercings everywhere and all that kind of stuff. Just let them be kids. I think a lot of times that people just forget to let their children be just their children. You know, like the media trying to make us think, oh, you know, have them look like this, they'll be prettier, this and that. No, let them be children. And because believe me, in the long run, you'll definitely, you'll definitely appreciate it a lot more. But one thing you want to be is Busta and Skeezer free. This is from your boy Z Fly. I thank you all once again for tuning in tonight. Me and Miss Gigi, we are paired up once again. And y'all know we're about to do it big. So like I said, coming up, we're talking about this beauty pageant stuff that's going crazy. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be talking about that. But up first, I got some drunk off the juice for you. Yes, I do. You won't believe on what 50 Cent's doing. Who, you know what I'm saying, 50 Cent. Guess who he fell out with in his camp? G-Unit. So I got it for you coming up next. Right now, let's get into some Nina, cause just like her, we too street for TV. This is FLY Radio.
She's too street for TV, and the streets know she keeps it true. But she's a bad girl, keep it gangster. Think she's too street for you. And wherever she goes, I know she gon' handle business, but she gon' lay low. But I'ma be your witness, I get down with the quickness.
How many times must I tell y'all niggas ain't no fucking for free? Better keep it real and pay my bills if you want next to me. I got my mind on prestigious mission, so pay attention, so pay your visit. I only feel it when a thug hit it. And I'm L-E-F-T to E-Y-E. And I'm from the road, mixed with a little TLC. So if you ain't too proud to beg, then holla at. But it ain't no guarantee that you gon' spread these legs, cause it's all about connecting dots for facts. Spots and I ain't spin loaded if your shit ain't hot. So clear the way and lay the red carpet. Let's get it started. And I'm hotter than 99% of all artists, so you don't have to hate on me. Pretty brown skin, intellect, and sexy. And in my world, I'm the best to me. And I always got love for these gangster streets.
She's too sweet for TV. In the streets, now she keeps the truth. But she's a bad girl. She's a gangster. And she's too sweet for you. And wherever she goes, I know she gon' handle business, but she gon' lay low. But I'ma be your witness. I hit down with equipment. Baby, no matter how far you go.
Baby, I put it down from Compton to Bentley. These keys to test my flow. But they can't go with me, Celeste. Low. Be easy. Give it your best. Try. Nobody can see me when I'm with the West Side Bro. They wanna know how long can it last. I order. Keep my name hotter than volcanic gas. I gotta push way more cotton than Santana. Find me in hot manner with posses and bandanas. And I pull up with televisions and dust. At the club in front of them jealous bitches and scrubs. Chickens, please kill drama. Don't make me pass by and splash puddles of water on your pride, little mama. See, I don't trip on any of you haters for this reason. Got more hits than Barry Bonds' best season. Please believe me, I'm too street for TV. And it's gonna take more than you industry bitches to see me.
She's too street for TV. In the streets, well, she keeps it true. But she's a bad girl. She's a gangster. And she's too street for you. And wherever she goes, I know she gon' handle business, but she gon' lay low. But I'ma be your witness. I get down with equipment. Baby, no matter how far you go.
Check it out. I'm too street with two heats and new feet. I'm too sweet. Say you wanna touch, but tell me how much can you eat? Complete from the concrete. Mistreat a bomb beat. Burn up the heat whenever my pen and my palm meet. Sex symbol, nimble, making rough neck tremble. Get clowned if you need a rubber, little like a symbol. I need a born kitty beater. LA city leader. Feed his titties to him. He sprung once the left mini do him. But I'ma do him exactly how he's supposed to be done. Got my roaster in the holster, just stay close to me, son. TV don't wanna see me, cause I'm way beyond PG. Freaky, still creepy. Left eye, stay sneaky in the district where the light spread. With a slight spread over these other bitches, cause now I'm eating just a nice bread. Go ahead, please remember everything that I said. I'm the best with the burner in the booth or in the bed.
She's too sweet for TV. In the streets, now she keeps it true. But she's a bad girl, keep it gangster. Think she's too sweet for you. And wherever she goes, I know she gon' handle business, but she gon' lay low. But I'ma be your witness. I hit that with equipment, baby. No matter how far you go,
she's the street for TV. Oh, two gangsters for most, but just enough for the road. Enough for the
Hell yeah. Yeah. Rashida, baby.
Okay, I'm gonna play around a little bit.
All right. Okay, look, I got that great, fruity pepper sweet, yeah. He running after me like a track meet, he call me Juicy Roll, cause I'm raw as fuck, already supreme, ain't gotta guess me, ooh. My pillow top game so superior, so I leave the soul with every different color fur, Gucci Mane said it best, he's like my infant, keep his mouth on my breast. I'm Sheeta, the Nikki Diva, and it gets wetter than Lake Geneva, and then we role play, I just won an Oscar, in your dreams, like I graduated from Harvard, full scholarship, here, swallow this, sex education class, let's experiment, we make the bedrock, and holla minute sound, I keep them at attention, it never goes down.
Alright y'all, so, had y'all been hearing about the G-Unit camp? Well, if you haven't, let me tell you what's going on. All right, so recently, 50 Cent, you know, he was on an interview with the Chuck Dishaw Creekmore. It was him and DJ Drama. And basically, you know, 50 and Drama, you know, they talked about a lot of things. You know, one thing they talked about in particular was, you know, them finally, you know, linking up, you know, after trying for so long. They've been trying to, you know, link up and, you know, do music, you know, music together since 2007. Well, you know what I'm saying, 50, you know, he was just talking about, you know, how he helped, you know, get 2 Chainz Riot, you know, back up to the charts, get to embrace, you know, rapping Southern style, you know what I'm saying, from way back in the day. And, you know what I'm saying, so basically right now, 50, he is feeling like he is at a crossroads, you know, musically. You know what I'm saying? But however, he said, you know, Curtis Jackson isn't too concerned. He's not worried about it. You know, he said that, you know, he's been on Forbes 10 times, 10 years straight exactly, consecutively, he says. You know what I'm saying? So basically, you know, he's not really worried about anything. He just said that, you know, he just feel like the rap game is like, he feel like he's at a corner. You know, he feel like his options is kind of limited right now. But he did have a lot of things to say about, you know, his G-Unit people, or posse, however you want to say it. You know, basically, you know, he just said that he's going to, you know, do this 5th album, and that's about it. You know, he said that if Interscope, you know, likes it, they want to support it, that's good, but if they don't, oh well, you know what I'm saying? And he did say that he feels that Lloyd Banks and Tony Yayo, that, you know, they do need to fly on their own. But, you know, so that's true. You know, like, a lot of times, I feel like, you know, Lloyd Banks, Tony Yayo, they've been with G-Unit for so long now that, I mean, it's kind of fly on your own. I mean, you know, that's kind of like with Bad Boy. You know, I was, if you remember a few Drunk Off the Juices before, you know, I was saying how, like, a lot of people at Diddy's camp, you know, they depend on Diddy so much, and then when he finally let them go, they don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? That's why you don't really hear from them. So, yeah, they do need to kind of fly and be on their own. However, now, y'all remember Young Buck, right? Well, 50 had a lot to say about him, too. He would have basically said that, you know, in business, that you don't want to, you know, bite the hand that feeds you. He said that, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, Iggas, you know, they would be lucky if you didn't kill them. You know, 50 said he got shot for $5,000. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, with him and Tony Yayo, that little bit, you know, I mean, not Tony Yayo, my bad, Young Buck, sorry. You know, that's still going on, so he's not really feeling him right now. You know, it's just like, shoe off, whatever, I'm doing my thing, you do yours, peace. So, that's basically how 50 is feeling about that. Alright, so moving along, so as y'all know, American Idol is done, but y'all know the X Factor is coming back this fall, and as y'all know, that Simon Cowell, he is the producer and all that kind of good stuff of the X Factor. Well, I don't know if y'all know, but it was reported that one of his ex-fiancées, Megan Hussaini, was going to actually write a tell-all book about, you know, their life together, you know, just spilling all the gory details. But now, according to a British tabloid, she's not going to do it after all. You know, she said that she's not seeking revenge. And, you know, her and Simon Cowell, you know, they still have a lot of love for each other. So she won't be writing a tell-all book about good old Simon Cowell. You know, actually, that would have been a very good book because, you know, I heard that Simon, he still has close connections with all his exes. You know, he bombed, like, cars and put them in nice houses, so he really look out for it. So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, hey, so look, ladies, you know what I'm saying? All you people that's out there trying to get up, you know what I'm saying, that's trying to get with these rappers, no, you might want to go get with Simon Cowell, because if y'all break up, he's gonna put you in a mansion.
You know what I'm saying?
So, that's what I'm saying. All right, so let's talk about, speaking of TZ. Now y'all remember, like, you know what I'm saying, that's the Raven, right? Y'all remember, Orlando Bloom. But, you know, Orlando says these Disney stars, it's something whenever you see these Disney stars, I guess, like, in your mind, you just automatically think that they're just nice people because that's what you see them on Disney. So, Orlando Bloom, he was arrested again for two weeks ago. He was, this is actually on an outstanding warrant stemming from his 2011 DUI case. Now, let me just clear that up. Now, just because he has a case, that doesn't mean he's not a nice, a good person. You know, he's got into a little trouble. So, let me just clear that up. Okay? But also, now what happened was basically Orlando Brown, he popped the DUI back in August, but he struck a plea deal, you know, so he didn't have any jail time. But part of the deal, Brown has an iPod education program. Now y'all know, like, most of these celebrities, they just can't really, you know, stick to it, you know. So he failed it, of course, and now what the judge has done is he has issued a bench warrant, and now he has to pay, no, actually, he has failed to pay about $2,000 in fines and court fees. So, so now the cops had to go pick him up and, had to put him in jail. But he's been bailed out. So, big ups to Orlando Brown. Get it together. You know, him and Amanda Bynes, you know, the girl from All That, they're getting in a lot of trouble with these DUIs and running into people. I tell you. All right, so let's talk about love. Now, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, we used to love to see Nas and Khalid together, right? I mean, that was just like one of the hip hop power couples, right? But as you know, y'all, you know, they broke up or whatever. But Nas might be looking to get booed up again because he's been recently spotted in West Hollywood with Bad Boy recording marketing executive Capricorn Clark. Mm-hmm, that's right. They was, you know, spotted holding hands and, you know, grabbing a bite to eat. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people are already kind of speculating. Now, as y'all know, okay. That's right. Now, Nas right now, he's in L.A. He finished up his Life is Good album. And there hasn't been anything, you know, confirming that she's together. But, you know, people talking, people looking. So I'm just talking, you know. All right, y'all. Now, speaking of people booed up, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Now, I don't know what y'all thoughts are on that, but mine, I don't have enough time to drink off this juice. I'm going to be drunk if I tell y'all that. But, no, basically, now, you know, they have, their houses on the market now. They actually have it on a pocket list. You know, Kim, she has hers on a pocket list for a realtor for about $4.8 million, but now she's looking for $5 million. In Atlanta, I mean, she's a little greedy, ain't she? And another thing, and that Kanye also has his on a pocket list as well. Now it's being rumored that now that they both had their houses, you know, up for grabs, that they're gonna move in together in a gated community. Now here's my thing, like, you know, that's them, good for you. I just don't feel that this is real. A lot of people say that they feel like their relationship is real. What I mean is, here's what I mean. I just feel like it's too fast. You know what I'm saying? Moving in together. A few shows ago, you know, we were talking about, you know, should a person move in too quick. I think for them it's a bit too quick. What do y'all think? Let me know. 646-200-316. I want to know what y'all think. All right, y'all. And how y'all feeling? Y'all
feeling? Wait, I want to iterate off y'all off to do. First of all, I want to say, Kelsey's body is sick. And that's from the beginning and to the end with the Kanye and the Kim thing. You got to remember, they had a crush on each other when she was rocking with Reggie Bush and he was rocking with, what's the bald-headed chick's name?
Amber Rose.
What's her name? Something Rose. Yeah,
Amber
her.
Rose.
Right, so they kind of had like a little, they had like a little crush on each other back then. So they probably was secretly, sneakily seeing each other, and now they could just be in the open about it. I don't know.
Okay, well, that's true.
that's just me.
That's true, you know, so that could be very true, but, you know, moving in together, you know, like, even if they were sneaking around, I guess, like, you know, nobody knows about it, so to us, you know, their relationship is, like, kind of new, kind of fresh, you know what I'm saying, to us, but, you know, if they were sneaking around, and, you know, y'all been doing your thing for a while, then guess what, you know, maybe it's time to move in, but who knows, we'll never know, but, okay, here's a big kicker for y'all. Now, y'all know Lindsay Lohan's mom, Dina Lohan, she has not one but two reality TV shows that she's offered. Now, according to her husband, or her ex-husband, Michael Lohan, he said that she's the last person that should be telling anybody, you know, how to raise their kids. So basically, one show that that Dina's going to be doing is called Drama Mama. And what that is it's going to mentor young Broadway hopefuls. And Michael's like, you know what I'm saying, she destroyed our kids. So she needs to be, you know, trying to mentor anybody else's kids on anything. So, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to see how this is going to go. This Drama Mama. I mean, I think that's the perfect title for it already. So, I don't know. Y'all stay on back on Twitter. Let me know at Real Hot Fresh. I'm your boy Z-Fly, and you are now drunk off the juice. All right, y'all. Right now, the time is 7:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, New York time. I'm loving it. All right, right now it's a nice sunny day, right after a thunderstorm we just had. And guess what? You're keeping it real hot and fresh. Right now we're about to get into some more tunes. But whenever we get back, we're going to be talking about, is these beauty pageants, are they ruining these little girls' lives? Or are they as cute and as adorable as they sing? I don't know. We're going to talk about it next. And this is me with your girl, Miss Gigi. Here we go.
might lay me down. Heaven, hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you.
Everybody, I look to you. You know, it's still so hard to play her music without actually just keep remembering that she's actually gone. So that was Whitney Houston, I Look to You. And you are tuned in to Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh on the FLY Radio. We thank y'all so much for tuning in tonight. And remember, if you have any questions or comments for me or Miss Gigi, then let us know at 646-200-3136. And hit me up on Twitter at Real Hot. And also, too, I see a lot of times my listeners, my people, you always hit me up on Facebook as well, so facebook.com/realhotfresh. Express, all right? But tonight, we are our first topic is going to be about, you know, the beauty pageants, you know, beauty pageants these days. Well, little girls, anyway, you know, they have, they're supposed to be something where, you know, it's supposed to be something adorable and kind of cute. And, you know, these little girls, they compete against each other to see who's, you know, who has the best pageantry, I guess, and who can win and all that kind of good stuff. But in the long run, is it good? You know what I'm saying? Like, let me ask you a question. Miss Gigi, have you seen, have you been in any beauty pageants, or do you know anybody who had their children in any beauty pageants or anything like that?
I don't know any children in beauty pageants at the time. I mean, as a teenager, I was in, like, a cotillion, so that's kind of sort of like a beauty pageant. But, you know, that was like the church cotillion. They did, like,
yeah,
the annual, you know, raise money cotillion or whatever. But as far as beauty pageants, knowing anyone, no, not really.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, as I know, well, this topic actually stemmed from, you know, if you all watched, you know, TLC's Toddlers and Tiaras, then y'all know
that
they... Okay, and you know what, but the thing about it is, I love it now. I never watched it. Never watched a day in my life, and I only ran across it from a preview. And I was trying to figure out, who was this Honey Boo Boo child? And so, anyway, so just saying that, so then, you know what I'm saying, so now I started to YouTube it. And, you know, in like, with her, it kind of gives you this, I don't know about for y'all or for you, but for me, it gives me like this double feeling, meaning that it's funny to me. I'm over here, it's hilarious. I'm cracking up. She got me crying. How she acting? But then at the same time, I felt like, this is sad. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's like, and then you see, you know, like, if you do watch the show, it's called Toddlers and Tiaras on TLC, and you just see, like, all the different preparation that her mom goes through to try to get her ready for this pageant. And, you know, I mean, well, since you watched it, Ms. Gigi, I'm pretty sure, you know, you see how they give her the go-go juice. And, like, since you actually seen the show, I've only seen previews, you know, like, what is your take on it?
As far as the show itself or the idea of the pageants and the kids?
I guess, like...
Or just everything all together?
Well, yeah, probably, yeah, well, you know, just like the show itself, and then, you know, just how, like, Alana, you know, Alana Thompson is the girl, you know, the star, basically, of the show. You know, kind of how she is, you know, like, do you feel that, like...
How she teaches all these little girls how to become... You mean, well, basically, let me just start off like this. All little girls want to be princesses. They do. Unless they, you know, are tomboys and are going in the other direction, all little girls want to be a princess. But, you know, it's not, you know, when the parents push it, when the kids don't want to do it or when they're not interested, the parents should not push them to do it. Like, you know, some little kids, they start them out too young and they really don't understand what it is. You know, what it is, what it's about. Basically, it's about raising money and winning money. That's all it's really about. And the kids, you know, if they like it, yeah, then go ahead, do it. It's fun. Some little girls like to dress up and put on makeup and, you know, wig pieces. And some of them even wear false teeth. What do they call those little dentures that they clip in their mouths? I don't know if you've seen that or witnessed that, but, yeah, like, I think it's real cute. But I think it's cute if the kids are interested and if that's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As far as the mothers, you know, some of the mothers are so competitive, you know, they make it hard on the kids. They make it to the point where the kids don't even like doing it anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay, so now Miss Gigi, she thinks it's cute. You know, that's her thought. So now people, as y'all know, for all of you people who may not know what Toddlers or Tiaras is, I have a little clip. Now, it's an audio clip. It's not really, of course, it's not going to be visual, but I would recommend that, you know, to actually see the visual, then just Google Honey Boo Boo Child. Yeah, Honey Boo Boo Child, and you'll see a whole listen. But I do have a audio for you, so just check out some of the things that goes on in this crazy show.
I'm six and I'm a beauty queen.
Blah, blah, blah.
dogs must be crazy if they think they're gonna be me, Honey Boo Boo Child. I'm a super solid because I do paddle. My mama nickname is Pupa Queen. I got some money to do my pageants with. I like to win because I want to win money. A dollar makes me holler, Honey Boo Boo. My special juice is gonna help me well. Beauty is so boring, I don't wanna do it. Boo boo, I shall take this. My dog, I just is kicking him right now.
Be still, I'm gonna stick you.
Alana! Thank you, bye, baby!
I show my belly for a dollar. Because I can't think. They don't know a good thing when they see it.
All right, y'all. So that was the audio of part of Toddlers and Tiaras featuring Alana Thompson. You know, she's the main beauty star of the show. Now, like I said, I would definitely recommend it. If you don't know anything about that show, then definitely YouTube it or Google it or whatever, and that way you can actually see visual. Because the audio, it may make it sound, oh, she sounds cute. But if you actually see it, it's another picture. Now, my thing on this is, I mean, I'll shamelessly admit, she is funny. You know, seeing her in action, she is funny. But then, you know, but whenever I get the comedy part of it, it's actually sad. Because for one thing, I mean, like, this girl is years old. I mean, she's 6. They're caking all this makeup on her face. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if y'all heard, but, like, in the clip, she was talking about how, like, she's wearing her Daisy Dukes and, you know, what else was she? Oh, then they give her, you know, this juice that's mixed with caffeine and a Red Bull, and it mixed together, you know, to make her really energetic and stuff. And then she goes crazy.
I'm just cracking up. She's like, I know them dudes. They don't think they're going to beat me, Honey Boo Boo.
I mean, it's funny. But you know, I was also looking at the likes too. You know, she had more. I mean, like, the videos had more dislikes than likes. But I think like a lot of people just thinking that she sits. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not that far from actually being in this world, and she's that grown. And Gigi, I don't know if you saw the episode where like she told her mama that she's about to go ghetto on her. And it's like, you know,
yeah, you know what? It's one thing to, you know, put it on for the pageant. It's one thing, you know, to put on the sass and all that. But I don't, just as a sister girl, like, you're not going to be sassing me and talking about you're going to go ghetto on me and calling me Honey Boo Boo. I'm your mother. You know, calling her mom Honey Boo Boo and just sassy. But it's one
very
thing
sassy
to put it on for the pageant, but you know what? When you bring your butt home, you're going to be, what's her little name? Alana. You're going to be Alana. The little girl that I birthed, the little girl that I raised. When you put that on for the pageant, though, you can't.
Uh-huh.
It's real cute for the pageant. But she's a hot mess.
She really is. And then I truly believe that, like, her mama just lets Alana run the house. I mean, you could tell. I mean, she just run the house, and she just, you know, because, I mean, her mama looks like, hey, you know, people love her. The money's coming in. You know, I'm not gonna change her. Change her for what? Because Alana, she just recently got a spinoff. You know, 6-year-old girl. You know, I tell you, anybody can be a celebrity these days. Celebrity is not what it used to be when I was growing up. You know, you actually had to have, you know, you know, it had to be, it was different. But now, all you gotta do is be funny, say have a hook phrase, be you your own show. So, okay.
She got a show with her father, whose name is Sugar Bear.
Sugar Bear.
Her sisters, Pumpkin, Chubbs, and Chickadee.
Okay.
This is a real hillbilly mess if I ain't never seen it.
Right, and then her mama is known as the queen, the coupon queen. A hot mess is what it is. You know what? So let us know what you all think about little girls being in beauty pageants. Do y'all feel like it grows them up too quickly, you know, leading to a lot of danger in the future? Or do you think it's just cute and adorable? Let us know at 646-200-3136, who definitely would love to hear your answers and your thoughts. Again, that's 646-200-3136. All right, y'all, but once again, y'all know that the clock keeps moving, so you know we're going to keep it moving, too. All right, so we're going to get into some more tunes, but when we get back, guess what, y'all?
That's
what?
Me.
That's right, that's right.
And I got some real hot fresh music for y'all.
That's right, y'all, so keep it locked because we keeping it real hot and freaky fresh.
Baby, I'm a boss, and I don't fuck with PM. Let me upgrade you, take you out the neon. I need a boss chick, like the chick TM. Offshore accounts and a wrist on Freon. She can get it, grown woman with it. I got a man up, and she all on me with it. Look back at it, love that position. Hit her with the magic wand like a magician. She want a D-boy, blow crazy cash. That's me, boy, with the crazy swag. This ain't amateur night, girl, I'm a vet. I leave that pussy wet with passion marks on your neck.
Means that much to ya. Do something to show me what a big boy can do. See the money that you make ain't something that I'm asking ya. If you don't stand out, I'm walking past ya. If you're feeling good off the liquor, better move fast cause I'm moving quicker. I know that you're telling yourself that you wanna be a star, cause if you seem with me, the people wonder who you are. The way you're moving, telling me to drop it down now. Catching attention cause I'm below.
Get it, girl, get it.
bubbling, laying up with some Colombians. Oh, fuck no, I get dope, Fox Brown, mama, jig suits from Gabbana. You rolling, nigga, who you calling? Papa, we be flashing, sex lasting all night long and strong. The max to rip, ill nana, like Benihana steak. The boogie like a fresh hair snake. Italian, Fox Brown, the dawn, Uchi on. Stallion, sip Cristal on the Cayman Allen. Got yay niggas ready to switch. Like Bravado, turn them off, nigga to Smith. Three playing the dawn for Vettadini, 5 carats on the arm. Jewels be the bomb. The 4 hotties, total with Foxy, sippers for Marty. Bad girl of the year, 96 and terrific, stupendous, tremendous. I've been this a little bit more than the average girl, cause I'm focused, I rock Versace, dancing slow. You didn't know I like cracking down roofs and gator suits? The biggest willies got to fill me. I like the Hot Wheels, you got a fast car. Like Tracy Chapman, you can cruise with this rap star. The meat sporter, the heroin importer. I'll be that rich bitch that banks by the chip checking. I spot pitch like Spud McKenzie. I'm Leona Hemsley.
check it out on YouTube. TLC has made another song called Rainbow.
Nice.
So, okay. There's your little bonus for what.
You know, everybody's like, I'm TLC number one fan. I'm TLC.
Right.
Oh, man. Number one fan.
Mm-hmm. So that is what's really good. All right. All right, y'all. So we are now close to the top of the hour. And y'all know what that means. It's about to get blazing hot. All right. So, be sure to stick around. Why? Because we have In the Know coming up. Miss Gigi's going to be letting you know what you need.
You know, I know. Do you want to know?
And she know. Okay? And also, too, because we have a topic. We're talking about when it comes to fashion, what is just too far for a man? Now, y'all know I'm D-Fly, and Miss Gigi know my style, so me and Miss Gigi are going to be going back and forth, so she better make sure she don't say the wrong thing.
What? Let me go put on my 10 bowls in Jabro.
You know what? Hold on, hold on. Let me move some furniture right quick, you know?
We should swing, if you know what I mean, but I'm about to take my earrings off and get me some Vaseline.
All right, so y'all be sure to stick around for that battle. That's all coming up next. This is FLY Radio. It is now 7:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time all day. Well, on the east side anyway. And all right, y'all.
Going outside.
You know what I'm saying? And you're keeping it real hot and freaky, freaky fresh. Right now, we're going to, you know what I'm saying, play. There you go. We're gonna play, pay some tribute to our Heavenly Father, because today is Sunday. So we're going to play some Favor of God, and this is by Noel Feliz. All right? So here we go.
Noel Feliz.
There you go.
Searching for your righteousness, really want to please
Hey everybody, what's up? This is the girl Miss PG, and you're listening to FLY Radio, and I have things that I know that I want you to know, so I'm about to put you in the know.
And we want to know.
George Zimmerman, the man charged in the murder of Trayvon Martin, surrendered today to police and was booked after having his bail revoked on Friday. His bail was revoked because the judge said he and his wife, Shelley Zimmerman, lied about their finances to the court so that his bail could be lowered. Zimmerman and his wife told the judge at the bond hearing in April that they had limited money, even though he raised about $135,000 through a website. So today, at about 40 minutes before 2:30 p.m., which was the deadline to surrender, Zimmerman was listed as an inmate in jail on the jail website as being held without bond. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
When an act of cannibalism is reported, it is unfathomable, as it is also unsettling. And to have five such incidents dominate the news cycle seems almost unprecedented. I'm just going to give you two, because there's been five. One man's dead, another hospitalized after a bizarre assault in Miami, Florida. Police said the incident took place yesterday at about 2 p.m. off the Miami MacArthur Caseway. Police responded to two men fighting in the bike pass of Biscayne Boulevard exit ramp. There, the officers observed a naked man eating another man's face. According to the police source, the victim had virtually no face and was unrecognizable. Officers attempted to separate them as they approached, saw the naked man was chewing the man's head. Officers ordered the man to step away. He did not, and they shot him. The attacker continued to eat the man despite being shot, forcing officers to continue firing, killing the attacker. Officers have not identified. Well, he wasn't identified at the time. I'm sure he has now, but if y'all want to find that out, y'all have to Google man eats another man's face. On to some more bizarre cannibalism. Alexander Kinua, 21, confessed to murder of his roommate, Cujo Banafo Agye Cody. I might not have said that right, but anyway. And then he ate his brains and his heart. The Morgan State University student was reported missing last week, and the gruesome crime was discovered by Alexander Kunyan's family when they came to visit him and found the remains of a human head and two hands in a container in the basement. Once the family left and shortly returned, they found him in there washing the container out. So the family called the police. So once Kunye, who also attended Morgan State, was questioned by police, he confessed to dismembering Agye Cody with a knife, then eating pieces of his brain and his entire heart before dumping him in a trash bin. Bizarre, crazy, bananas, and just a real quick switch onto some more bizarre news. Not as bizarre as this, but just some real quick bizarre news. In Phoenix, Arizona, a marijuana-smoking mother was arrested yesterday after she accidentally drove away with her 5-week-old son in a child seat on the roof of her car. The baby fell off the car in the middle of a busy intersection and was found and strapped into his car seat unharmed. The mother, Catalina Clouser, 19, was booked into jail on child abuse and aggravated assault charges. The infant was taken to the hospital as a precaution and is now in child protective custody. Jesus, good Lord, what is this world coming to? My name is Ms. Gigi. You are now officially in the know.
I mean, the world is coming to a E-N-D fast.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
People, women, I mean, the baby's 5 weeks old. Why are you even smoking weed? I mean, you marijuana smoking, put your baby on top of the car, you go to drive off, the baby's still on the car, stupid.
You know, alrighty then, people. Okay, so there you go. There you have it. 311 for you. Whoa. All right, y'all. So, thank you so much for tuning in. You just got to hear it with your girl, Miss Gigi. So now we are going to go ahead and switch gears again. We're going to get into our second topic. But before we do, I just want to shout out to everybody on Twitter. I see a lot of people that's tweeting that you want an interview and you want promotion. Yeah, sure, we can definitely do that. But you have to send us your information, tracks, edited tracks. If you are an artist, send us edited tracks to Real Hot thefreshfresh@yahoo.com. And also a little bio. And if you're like an entrepreneur or you have a business that you want promoted, send information to the same address on realhotfresh@yahoo.com. But remember, we do work off a promo package, so I will be sending you a package. But it's very affordable, very decent prices. We're not gonna put a dent in your wallet or purse. Okay, so just know that we do have promo packages that you can definitely pick from. So if you do want any promo or interview with us on the show, we'd love to have you. So send us your information at realhotfresh@yahoo.com. And thank you for hitting us up. So thank you for that. All right, y'all. So let's talk about fashion. Fashion is really just something that's just taken basically the world over. People really want to be in fashion. They want to be in the latest gear, the latest threads, the latest whatever. Like these designers, I feel bad for these designers. If you really think about it, because it's like they always got to be like about five steps ahead of the game. Because when you're a designer, you got to always be putting out something each season. Just have something fresh. If you ain't got nothing fresh, trust me, people will go to your competition. Ain't it right? But when it comes to fashion, though, is there a limit when it comes to men? Let's talk about it. Because women, when it comes to women, they kind of do whatever. They wear this, they wear that, they wear hardly nothing. And, it's glorified. It's thumbs up. But when it comes to men, though, are there limits? Miss Gigi, are there limits when it comes to a man?
Yes. First of all, there should be absolutely no rules in fashion. If you're a fashionista and you know what you're doing, there shouldn't be any rules. But when it comes to men, if you look like a complete and total idiot, you should just go back in and start all over. Tight jeans? No. Those tight, guys that wear the capris? No, you should not do that. Men in Uggs? Hell no. Hell to the no.
Wow.
Also, men with a tight T. Well, you know what, Z-Fly? I'm not even going to go there because you do this. A T-shirt over your button down.
I sure do. Are you for real? Okay, now hold on. Now, I got to jump in.
I am so for real.
Oh,
and I don't mean my love. I mean really, really mad at you for wearing a T-shirt over your fly button down.
But it's so funny because I did that the other day, and guess what? People loved it. And now my thing is, what is so wrong with
the
T-shirt?
Where was you in weird town with all them weirdos you be hanging with and all them weird haircuts and everybody got a glass with no frames in them?
Whatever. I don't hang with weirdos but you. Let me stop.
No, that's right. Ain't nobody weirder than me.
No, you know what? Now, a few of those I'm going to disagree on. Now, I disagree on the T-shirt over the button down. For me, that's very fashionable. You want to know why? Because, for example, a dress shirt. Yeah, people started doing that because it gives you like this. It gives you like a dress, but it gives you like a conservative but still a playful look. See, the T-shirt makes the outfit playful, but the dress shirt under it makes it, still somewhat kind of dressy. Kind of, you could wear it. You could wear a tennis shoe.
On a really, really nice, expensive Adrian Vettadini button down, and then you got on a $5 Coke Is It T-shirt that's dingy and dirty. Come on.
Well, I don't know who do that. Who do that?
You know exactly what I mean.
No, I do know what you mean. But no, what I'm saying is, I don't think that's a bad look. Actually, that's been here for now that look on men, that's nothing wrong with. Now, my opinion, that's nothing wrong with that. Now, as far as the skinny jeans, I'm gonna throw bricks at Miss Gigi for the fellas. You wanna know why? Because the reason why I'm gonna say it, because see, women, y'all wear so much tight, revealing stuff on a daily basis for ages. Showing this and nipples, butts, camel toes. But then, as soon as a man put on a pair of skinny jeans, maybe it's men now. What it is, men, even though they're not going to admit it, I'm going to admit it for them. I don't care. I don't care what people think. The point is, men, they are now wanting to show their bodies a lot more. They won't admit it. They're going to act
what it is? to us women, it's not attractive. We like masculine men. We don't want to go to your house and be able to fit your jeans.
That's not fly.
I don't want to walk in Macy's and you in the same lady section buying my jeans.
Now, I don't agree with that. Now, because I have seen guys, you know, go to the lady section and buying jeans. I don't agree with that. I feel like if you're going to be boy, then keep it boy. Because for one thing, they sell skinny jeans for men. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know if you're talking about the super skinny or skinny, because they have a skinny. The super skinny is like really, really tight, but the skinny is just like it's straight leg, but it's not as tight. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm talking about. Let me give you the specific look. The specific look is women's jeans cut off but rolled up all the way to the bottom of the knee, mm-hmm. with like Converse or Vans. You know, just that real extra tight jeans look. Like I really can't take the hanging off the butt look, but they actually find a way to have those tight jeans hanging off the butt as well.
Yeah, I know.
I can't explain it. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's that tight from the hip down, but everything else is sagging. It just looks so horribly bad. And, I mean, it really shouldn't be ruled in fashion. You should be able to go in your closet, and if it's clean, you should be able to put it on if it looks good on you. But if you look like a clown and you look like you're getting ready to go join Universal, then you need to go back in and start over.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I'm confused. Now, you got to be saying there should be no rules in fashion, but then you just say if you look like a clown, you need to change it. So now, what if they want to look like a clown? You know what I'm saying?
Now, that's different. If you want to look ridiculous, but I'm saying what I mean is there should be no rules in fashion. Like, you should be able to wear white shoes whenever you want to. Like, I own a lot of pair of white boots.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't wear those boots in the summer. So you're not supposed to wear white in the winter. You're not supposed to wear white shoes or white boots. But I own a lot of white of shoes, white boots, white leather, you know, or winter white or whatever. So that's what I mean by the no rules. Oh, you shouldn't wear patent leather after a certain time. You know, that's what I mean when I say rules. There shouldn't be rules like that. But if you're going outside looking stupid, you should really step back in and try that again.
Well, all I know is like the skinny jeans. I mean, you know, and you know, it's actually funny because at first I didn't like the skinny jeans. I thought the same way you did. I was like, that is crazy. They don't look right. Who will wear that? Blah blah blah. And I bought my first pair of skinny jeans, and I ain't gonna lie, they make you feel certain. They make you feel good. They make you feel very fashionable. You know, and I'm fly anyway. And like my thing is, I get the good, I get the bad. But always with me, I've always been a person, you know, for a long time that, you know, even if people give me compliments, I take them, thank you. If people give me negative things, I take them, thank you. But I'm gonna do anyway. You know what I'm saying? Now what I don't like in fashion, I don't like followers. See, I don't follow nobody. You know, I do what I like. You know what I'm saying? But see, a lot of these guys, they wait until a superstar do certain things, then they do it. Nobody wants doing the skinny jeans until they start seeing like Lil Wayne and you know what I'm saying, Wiz Khalifa or whoever else, or whoever did. Right. Now all these guys are in skinny jeans. But like before it was baggy, baggy, baggy. Now you sit there and talk about jeans, but see, I'm just gonna assume you may be used to a baggier fit. But to me, that baggy look is sloppy. Please, let me tell you something, Gigi.
Right,
you,
I'm not actually talking about the men's skinny jeans. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with a man in skinny jeans. I really am. I don't like when a man decides to put on women's jeans and they're too tight.
Oh.
You can tell they're women's jeans. They didn't cut them off and made them knickers down to the knee. And, you know, it's just nothing masculine about it. And it's not, and you know, it's not anybody that's not saying, oh, he's gay or that's why he dresses like that, because I know a lot of men that are not gay and they dress like that. I've been to a club and seen people in the club dress like that. Like, why? Look like they're getting ready to go play baseball. They got their socks up to their knees and their jeans stop at the bottom of the knee. Yes, I hate that look.
I'm sick of her just talking about me. Everybody, she is just talking about me. Are you serious? I just wore my socks up to my knees the other day. I sure did. You know, obviously, Miss Gigi, I don't know what. Miss Gigi ain't got no
facts. Wait a minute,
y'all.
No, you didn't, and I'm going to fight you, and I hope they wasn't white with stripes. But what did you have on with your socks to your knees? Nobody does that.
areas? What? Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are you from New York or are you from New York from the moon? Are you kidding me? I see so many guys with like socks up to their knees, you know what I'm saying? And then not only that, see what I do is I get really funky. I get dress socks like the Argyle kind. Yeah, I ain't playing. Let me tell you. I get the Argyle kind of socks. Pull them up to my, well, actually, they don't go up to my knees, but they go, you know what I'm saying, like halfway my leg. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, halfway to your leg, Zifa. I'm talking about up to your knees, like button in the top button.
Now I have seen guys do that though. Yeah, actually, I saw a guy who was like, you know, he had like the little hip hop style going on. He had his white socks up to his knees. You know, so he had his baggy shorts on. And he had the Tim boots on, whatever he had on. But yeah, I see that a lot too. But now what I don't.
All right, men, if you're gonna wear shorts, we want to see your legs. You're gonna wear shorts, and we want to see your legs. Like if you're gonna pull your socks all the way up to your knees, you might as well put on pants.
Well, and you know that's funny too. Like I don't get people who wear socks with flip flops. I don't get that, or sandals. You know, so you wear socks with sandals. Like
that's people with them toe up feet.
Yeah, they scared of them monkey toes.
Hello.
Wow. Okay. Look. So now let's move on real quick. Let's go to like how about hair? Like what are some do's and don'ts for men hair, according to you?
Well, see, now with hair, I'm fine with hair, you know.
Oh, you
whatever
are?
A man wants to do with hair, if he wants to be bald, if he wants to wear braids, yeah, because hair is like, I think hair defines who you really are, you know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
how you do your hair, how you express, a lot of people express themselves through their hair, like you, for instance, Mr.
Yeah, 66,000
and 44 hairstyles since I met you. Mm-hmm.
Bam.
And I like it. It's unique, and I like that. It's different. But, I mean, when you coming outside and you got on a pink sock and a gray one, and then you got on, like, you know, pink shorts with a gray top, and then you turned around and you got on a pink and it's just sometimes people just do too much.
Okay, yeah. Now, that's tacky, you know what I'm saying? And then another thing, too, real quick, I also want to get your thoughts. What are your thoughts on, like, you know, kind of like what I was saying, you know, men that really want to show off their bodies, men are, there are a lot of men are in the gyms, you know, like, the gym is their home. Like, what are your thoughts on men wearing tight shirts to show off their physique?
Nice.
Okay, you know,
I'm going to go back to 50. You see how nice 50 Cent's body is. He has a really, really, if you have a nice body and you can do that, then by all means do it. And it's vice versa. It goes the same way for women. If you have a nice body and you can put on a really nice dress without everything hanging out, looking sloppy, and, you know, you look real good and real sexy in that dress, go ahead, girl, work it.
Okay.
Seriously.
All right.
But if you got on a dress that you should have thought about Jenny Craig 2 years ago, liposuction and all that other stuff, and you out there in that dress, then that's not cute. You know, find your size in fashion. You know, find the colors that pop and work for you. You know, find combinations that do you good. If you a big girl, find stuff that makes you look slim. And if you a real skinny girl, find stuff that make you look big. If you ain't got no curves, stop trying to show them.
You stupid.
I'm that serious.
And that's what's up. All right, now look, now everybody, we're gonna take a little break. We'll definitely continue this topic on fashion and the do's and don'ts for men. And then we're also gonna read some comments from you all from Twitter to see what your thoughts are on this. And then we're gonna talk about it a little bit more. So we're gonna take a little break. But coming up, guess what we have? We have another dose of Drunk Off the Juice for you. So I got some more stuff to tell you. So definitely keep it locked. Cause we're keeping it hot. You're keeping it real hot and fresh with Z Fly and Miss Gigi.
It seems like when I'm with you, only crazy girls seem to find you. And I'm thinking like, how good you know you, and just what are you into? I'm giving you, it's everything I'm cool. But if you're thinking, we're good to know you. Let me give you a clue, we could be stuck like old, but I refuse to be a fool.
I wanna get with you, but it seems so crazy. held it down for the years. All the crazy, you've been through, can't take no more tears. Fell in love when I first met you, put you all on my team. Introduced you to my crew, told you my every dream. It was us against the world, nobody could come between. Passion is crazy, if you know what I mean.
Daddy Money Crew.
Yeah.
But a prototype, watch as I kick this shit in the overdrive. I know she like me, but she acting so uptight. I'm a freak, so that means that I'm supposed to bite. Where I go hard, remind you of Dolomite. Rap a song about selling coke, they mean soda, right? Excuse my wrist, I know it shines soda bright. Remind you of a song going supernova, right? All these other dogs are all about the no bite. They looking like the dwarves, you ain't trying to play Snow White. Bet you ain't know what diamonds to shine so bright. I hit you with the ice like a boat in a snow fight. Oh my.
Right now, it's time for a second dose of Drunk Off the Juice. All right, y'all, now, we'll let you know, after this one, you might be passed out. All right, now, look, have you heard about Brian McKnight? And he's doing, like, this new song or, you know, a video for this site called YouPorn.com. That's right, YouPorn.com. He's doing, like, a theme song, but, look, it was so dirty that the company has had to remove the video and the song. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, what had happened was Brian McKnight's fans, you know, they did not like the song at all. They just said it was just too derogative, you know, just dirty, and they didn't want to see it. So basically, now they love, you know, Brian McKnight's song, but it just had too much inappropriate content in it. So they had to take it down. So basically, what they did was they had just posted just a song, and they still had to take it down. But the funny thing is now, YouTube shows a lot of crazy stuff on a daily basis, you know. But they want to take down a bunch of girls in bikinis. I don't know. But I don't know. I don't know if y'all, you know, if any of you all heard that song. But obviously, Brian, he put it down in the song because they just said that the song was just too dirty. You hear what I'm saying? I don't know.
Wanna come inside when
is that how the song go? Oh, she crazy. Alright, y'all. So, let's get on to Sheen Proud. Charlie Sheen, that is. Now, Charlie Sheen, he was asked point blank if, you know, he had been using drugs again. Now, I sure hope he ain't using drugs again, y'all. But, you know, but he was also asked if he had any knowledge about Brooke Mueller relapsing. Now, here's what Charlie Sheen had to say about everything. He said, I can't speak to anyone's opinion or judgment. I was there. They were not. They're tepid. Hearsay is baseless. Static drone, a mantra, their theme. I refuse to be held hostage by constitutional privilege to judge those who can and who do. Now, if y'all trying to figure out what he's talking about, he sounded like he was drugged up right then when he said that. But basically what he's saying is he's just saying that, you know, he's not going to comment on the hearsay. He's not going to comment on any, you know, gossip or anything like that. And he's not using drugs. I really hope so because, you know, it was just, he lost his job and he now has a new job and he's trying to start over. So I hope he's not hitting that stuff again. Okay, so big up Charlie Sheen. All right, y'all, so guess what? Diddy, he may just be inking, you know, putting that ink back on paper again. That's right, he may just be close to signing the artist The Weeknd. Over Memorial Day, The Weeknd was, actually heard that, Diddy had invited him down, you know, or up, or wherever he's at. The point is Diddy invited him to spend Memorial Day with him and the rest of the Bad Boy team. So, you know, so now Drake, he also had a little comment. He said that, The Weeknd hasn't offered a lot of labels lately. So, will The Weeknd take Diddy's offer? I don't know. We shall wait and find out. So, big up to The Weeknd. Also, speaking of artists, Beyonce, she's getting a little animated these days. That's right. Beyonce, she will be lending her voice to the upcoming animated 3D film Epic. Basically, the story is about a battle deep in the forest between, you know, the forest of evil and good. Now, Beyonce, she's starring as Queen Tyra alongside other stars such as Amanda Seyfried, Aziz Ansari, Colin Farrell, Pitbull, Johnny Knoxville, Jason Sudeikis, and Steven Tyler. So, yeah, that's looking to be dropped on this year, May 24th, 2013. It's got a wow to hear Beyonce and her animated voice on this screen. All right. Now, fellas, I'm going to let you know, if you don't pay your child support, you're just going down. And if you don't believe me, you can ask Evander Holyfield, who is now staring jail time if he doesn't cough up more than $3,000 in unpaid child support. Now, for a celebrity, that's pathetic. Now, the Georgia Department of Human Services, they have actually gone to court on behalf of Evander's 18-year-old daughter. Now, her name is Imani Holyfield, and they're claiming that the former champ, he hasn't paid like around $380,000 about that sum. Can you believe that? And then that's been going on since April 2010. I don't know what's going on. I mean, he might be back in the ring or something, you know what I'm saying? But basically, you know, Holyfield's people are saying that, you know, that, you know, they're not gonna comment on anything, and that, you know, him and his daughter has a good relationship, you know, they're gonna clean it up real good. I don't know what's true or what ain't, but Evander Holyfield, if you do that much child support, shame on you. That's all I'm gonna say. Okay? Alright, y'all, and last but not least, to get you real drunk, Rihanna has all over the place these days, and as y'all know, she was reported, you know, somewhat talking to New York Knicks J.R. Smith, and then she was also talking to the punk guy, Ashton Kutcher, supposedly, but that was maybe a rumor too. But lately, we've been hearing that, you know, she's been back with Drake. Now, as y'all know, that her and Drake, you know, they used to date back in the day. But recently, her and Drake at Miami's Club Lit. And basically, they were just saying how, like, you know, they was dancing really close on the dance floor. They was holding hands. Just really touchy-feely. But, of course, Rihanna's people said that, you know, she's not rekindling anything with Drake. And she's not dating anybody at this time. All I know is a wild child. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I look at her as just a wild, wild child. You know what I'm saying? So maybe she's not dating people. Maybe she's just having fun with all the guys. I'm just saying. But all I know is right now, you drink off the juice. I'm your boy, Z-Fly. We're keeping it real hot and fresh. Next, we're going to continue the topic of fashion and what's the do's and don'ts for men. But right now, we're going to get into some rock. Because she got that racks on racks on racks for men. You know what I'm saying? All right, so FLY Radio.
B-B-M. Racks on racks on racks. Racks on racks on racks. I got racks on racks on racks. Yeah, she got racks on racks on racks. The price tags ain't no joke. Better buy whatever I want. All they niggas wanna do is poke. They rollin' then they poke. All I want is them pesos. Or leave me the hell alone. At the top where I belong. If you own, sing this song. Got racks on racks on racks. Racks on racks on racks. Got a nigga who trick on clothes, keep my neck and wrist on flow. Them looks be on rock, rock. When I make that ass drop, I'ma ride or stay on top. I go hard and don't stop. I'm rolling on them pills, I'm leaning on that drink. I'm addicted to that money, so I'm rolling to the bank. Gotta keep that hair on deck, gotta buy the latest bag. Hit them all that chance I get. I love popping tags. I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone. I'm gone on that Patron. You can smell that loud blunt. DJ, please turn up this song.
FLY Radio is in your ear. Dear boy Z-Fly, you're keeping it really, really hot and fresh right now. Speaking of rats on rats on rats, we are now going to get back into our topic. What is the do's and don'ts when it comes to fashion for men? And if you're just now tuning in, me and Miss Gigi, we actually gave a lot of good thoughts. We're talking about skinny jeans, hair, tight shirt, and some rolled up socks. So, yeah. But right now, we're going to let's get into some more things on fashion for men and the do's and don'ts. Now, Miss Gigi, now I have me a nice what they will call a man bag, a man purse, or whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? I got me one, and you know, it really accessorizes with your outfit these days. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys they're carrying a lot of bags these days. You know, it used back in the day, a man just used to have a wallet. But you know what I'm saying? Now that, you know, society is the way it is and the world is the way it is, men have more things like phones and books or whatever, whatever. So what's your outlook on a man bag?
It depends. It does depend on the kind of man bag, because you know, you have that messenger bag look, and then you have that briefcase look. But when
right.
you got that, when you got that pocketbook look, that's a little suspect. You need to, you know, if you masculine, that's all I'm saying. If you masculine and you rocking a pocketbook, now I can see the messenger bag or, you know, the briefcase. That's cool, because, you know, you got your iPad and you got your, you know, your books and your, whatever, you know, whatever men are carrying around. I don't know.
Phones,
chargers.
Now, real quick, not to go deep, but just to touch on that since you said it. Now, a masculine man, let's say that he likes, you know, maybe not so much, nothing a real, like, girly bag, But he doesn't like maybe not a masculine bag, which I guess would be like a black, brown, or navy blue type color. But maybe he likes something with a little color, and he's masculine. Like, he's not allowed to get what he likes? What do you think?
No, he's allowed to do whatever he wants to
but,
do. Like I said, you know, it's
but,
no rules in fashion. But like I said, I prefer a man with a more masculine look, with a more masculine bag, a man with a messenger bag or a briefcase over a purse.
Well, all right. Well, now let's see what some of y'all. Okay, now I'm going to go to, you know, see what y'all think, people on Facebook and Twitter. But before I. No, Ashley, I'm going to go to y'all.
Dude,
first.
I'll take a nap sack.
All right, let's go to Facebook and see what you all thought. All right, Leah King, she said, you know, the question is, how far is too far when it comes to fashion for a man? Leah King said, no peach, pink, or red pants. Sorry, those colors don't even look good on some women. And then we had a reply to her comment. Derek Johnson said, the good thing about the rules of fashion is that there are no rules of fashion. I love when express their individuality with their outfits. I think he meant I love when men express their individuality with their outfits. It takes a real man to be bold and daring, in my opinion. And then James Blue commented, said it shouldn't matter. Okay. So that's some people from Facebook. Let's see what you Twitter people in Twitterville. Let's see what Twitter has to say about when it comes to fashion, how far is too far for a man. So let's see. I have Kit Kat. She says never too far. Okay. Let's see. I have MJ Smith. He says fashion has no limits. Don't keep yourself inside of a box. Okay. Barry or Monkey Forever says man purses and anything pink. So that's too far. Anytime when a man starts to have man purses and anything pink, it's too far. But you know, I don't know, because now one thing I do
like a man in pink. Really like a man in pink. And
yeah.
Lavender too.
Yeah, I mean I don't know. Monkey Forever, no offense, it's not like you're behind times. Grow up, really, you know. Pink is just a color. And
men look good in pink, and the most masculine of men can do it.
Yeah, so, come on. Let's see. Pink Baby Doll says, real men wear Toms. What's a Tom, Gigi? I'm behind
a Tom. T-O-M, Tom?
Yeah.
Child.
I'm behind a Tom.
I have to hit up and ask her.
So do. Let's see. UGS Record said, you asked the wrong one. I'm in a black wife beater and Jordan sandals. All righty then.
I think she meant Tim's. Don't you think she meant Tim's? Real men wear Tim's? I'm confused. Tom's?
Right. Yeah, maybe she did mean Tim's. Can you? I don't know. Let's see. Rock Rapper. Rock the Rapper, he said, dressing like a female, point blank, period. Now, I was going to address that, too. Now, my opinion, okay, people, this is my opinion, and I'm entitled to it, okay? I don't agree with that either. I feel like if you are a man, and you wearing high heel shoes, and you putting on lipstick, and, you know what I'm saying, if your job is not a drag queen, or you are not trying to be a transsexual, I just don't feel like a man, I don't care how feminine you are or homosexual or whatever, I don't feel like you should be wearing high-heeled shoes. And I mean, because a lot of men are starting to do that. They're wearing high-heeled shoes, and they're wearing makeup, and I don't get it. That's my opinion. Okay, I mean, I don't agree with that, but, you know, if it working for you, then guess what? You do what you got to do. Let's see. We have... Cobra Music said, I say when you're convincing others that what you're wearing is okay for a man to wear if it originally was worn by a woman. Okay. Gotcha. Let's see. I'm going to read. We have Rav Richards. He said, Limitless. Okay. You know, now Rav Richards, you talking about Limitless, but would you wear high heel shoes? You know what I'm saying? Like, be a little bit specific with this Limitless. Because they say Limitless, but then would you wear high heel shoes? Would you wear makeup? All right, let's see. I duck says, too much color, that ain't blocking. Okay. And,
yeah, that's what I mean. Like that clashing clown colors.
Uh huh. Okay. And then everybody, last but not least, we actually have a celebrity comment as well. I love the celebrity comment, but you know, I love all the comments. But we have a celebrity comment, and that would be Cheryl Underwood. She said, when you can't walk in it, sit in it, or are uncomfortable in it, you don't need to wear it. Okay, so I guess they will maybe go back to some of those super skinny jeans that some guys wear.
Now, let's talk about, yeah, ew.
You know what I'm saying? So thank you to Cheryl Underwood for her comment, and thank you to everybody for all your comments. And so,
Cheryl,
yeah.
Underwood, that's the female Wesley Snipes.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. So big ups to Cheryl Underwood. Well, everybody, you know what? It is really almost that time to start wrapping it up. Miss Gigi, you got any final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, however you dress, you know, be true to you. Don't just pick up fashion because you saw somebody else. Oh, I like the way that looks on somebody else. Like me, you see how I dress, E-Fly, just easy breezy. You know, I'm not trying to be anybody.
Easy breezy, then boring. Let me stop.
I can't be boring with just regular jeans and a tee. But, you know, I'm not trying to be in, you know, that tight dress and showing all my boobies. And yeah, I got too much to be showing off. I got to conceal it and hide it. And it's not for everybody.
Okay.
So what are your final thoughts on fashion? Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, I'm sure they're on your Twitter and on your Facebook page, and they say that you are a very fashionable person. You know, your style changes and switches, you know, on a regular, you know, not just your outfits and your, you know, your clothes, your style of dress, but your hair as well. So, you know, what are your, how do you feel about, you know, men with the purse and, you know, how do you feel about certain things like that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Where's my mic? So I thought, you know, actually, you know, I actually define my style as smooth, sexy, and fly, and define it really quick. You know, basically, you know, to me, my smoothness would be, you know, like those days whenever I do, you know what I'm saying, want to dress, I guess, like my hip-hop style, you know, which I rarely do, but I do it. You know what I'm saying? I'll do the fitted, I'll do the Tims, you know, I'll do the baggies, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's not really me. To me, my sexy style would be, you know, like whenever, you know, I'm in like, I guess like dress up attire, you know, like a turtleneck, you know, got my little dinner jacket on, you know, I have my, you know, my nice little dress shoes, my khakis, whatever, you know, my ties, whatever. And then of course, you know, what is it, smooth? Yes, fly. You know, fly is just my everyday thing, basically. You know, just being funky. You know me, I got on my kick, my you know, whatever, you know, just mashing up all kinds of funky stuff with accessories. My hair is crazy, you know.
Really,
me?
Really quickly, I would like, can you, because, you know, I will admit, I have worked at Sean John, and
uh-huh.
I have worked with the men of Sean John, and, I mean, we talking about Diddy, we talking about Dao Yi Chow, we talking about, you know, Jeff Tweedy, Jameel Spencer, we are talking about the fly guys in fashion, and I have worked with the best that have ever done it. And I have to admit, Z-Fly, you know, sometimes when I look at you, you know, your little style is, you know, you're just as fly. So can you give some of these young men advice? Say, for instance, you know, a man is going out tonight. It's a very warm night. What would you suggest? You know, just, you know, he's going out and he might have to hit a club. You know, what would you suggest something for him to wear? And a do and a don't.
Okay, a do and a don't. Okay. What I would suggest tonight, okay, now, you know what I'm saying, it's a warm night, but I would still go out and put on some jeans. You know, you don't have to be anything heavy. You know, maybe like the nice washed jeans, you know what I'm saying, because that way that's kind of, you know, whatever that word is, you know, you can go to the club and you can still,
versatile.
You know, go, there you go, versatile, it's very versatile. You know, nice, nice pair of jeans, you know, I probably would do maybe dark, you know what I'm saying, And then I would do like a nice novelty shirt, you know, what that, you know, like just like a t-shirt, but don't let it just be like a plain t-shirt, but let it be something nice. Now, since you're going out to dinner, I would also have a dinner jacket. You know, the dinner jacket will go over, you know, for your dinner. You can have like a nice little jewelry, but not like jewelry like gold and stuff, like, you know, like the little wooden type of jewelry that you'll get like at somewhere, you know what I'm saying, that'll kind of match your outfit. And then, you know, you could either do a nice pair of Air Force Ones, but you got to do it right, though. You got to do it right. I mean, you got to do it right. Or you could do a nice pair of slacks. Slacks will look nice, but then when you go to the club, depending on what type of club you're going to, you might not want to have no slacks. That's like the Air Force Ones. But you know what I'm saying? But like, if you do it just right, Air Force Ones can look very dressy with a nice outfit. And then, you know, you could throw on a little fedora if you got that on. You know what I'm saying? Look very hot, look very chic, and be very fly. Yeah. That's what I would say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
I was picturing like a nice linen short set with a pair of nice shoes. But you then took it there with the jeans and the Air Force Ones and throw on your little t-shirt, your dinner jacket, throw on a fedora, okay?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because, well, I mean, I don't know about you, but at a club, I mean, now, but see, it all depends on the type of club. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to, like, a hip-hop club where you're going to be dancing, who wants linen shorts on? But, you know what I'm saying? But, like, if you're going to, like, a lounge or something like that, you know, like, where you're going to be kind of lounging, drinking drinks, sitting back, chatting, chit-chatting.
Yeah,
you know.
That's more like my style right there.
Okay,
anyway, you know, I wasn't trying to jump around.
Specific. You know, you got to be specific these days. But no.
He said specific and not the ocean.
Right. Exactly. So that's what I would suggest. But it's mighty funny you say that about do's and don'ts. So Ashley, everybody be sure to keep up to my YouTube, because Ashley, I will be doing an interview with no other than Stevie Boy, the designer of the hottest shades around. I'm gonna be doing a live interview with him, and he's gonna be telling y'all some do's and don'ts of what to wear and eyewear and a little bit of fashion for summer. So that's coming up very soon. So also be sure to check out my YouTube, youtube.com/realhotfresh. And real quick, I also want to say, too, that, you know, I'm actually happy to see that, you know, that, like, men are feel comfortable. But here's how I look at it. I look at it like this. I look at it like the guys that I see always wearing the same thing, always wearing baggy jeans, always wearing Tim's, always wearing a baggy shirt, always, you know, sagging. I feel bad for them, actually. Because, you know what, I could be wrong, but I'm going to go out on a limb to say, I don't think that's really them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who does that? Like, who every single day wants to wear that same style? You know what I'm saying? Like, every single day you're sagging. Every single day you're wearing baggy. Every single day you're wearing the same. You know, you're wearing the same. I mean, it's different colors, but it's the same style. You know what I'm saying? It could be you. Or that, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think me and World, we have more in us than just the same look. You know, Gigi, I don't know if you know, but you know how, like, people used to always say, oh, men, they just wear jeans and a t-shirt. Why not? Why?
Right.
Why? I mean, you know what I'm saying? No, we want to express ourselves through clothes just like women do. So I'm actually happy for, you know, men who, you know what I'm saying, dress up, you know, you got a man bag or whatever. And one term that I don't agree with metrosexual. I don't like that term. I think, to me, it's silly. I think it's silly to put a label on something meaning a man is keeping himself groomed and properly dressed. Like, why, y'all ain't called, metrosexual. Why we gotta be called metrosexual? Because we're tonight. It's stupid to put a label on that, so I don't like that term, okay? If I'm looking nice, it's because I'm looking nice. I want to look nice. I don't want to look funky. How about that? Is that still...
You looking metro funky.
Okay. All right, y'all, so thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to tune in next week, because y'all know we're keeping it live and crazy again. You're tuned in to the best right now. We're going to get into some 10 ways you know you get to. And, Ms. Gigi, you got anything you want to shout out or anything?
Yes, real quick. I just want to say this because I went to a wedding last week, and it was real ghetto. And you know you ghetto when your mother had, like, 6 boyfriends, and they all walked you down the aisle. That's ghetto.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. All right, y'all. There it was, the bonus for tonight. Wow.
That was my real daddy. That's my stepdaddy. That's my birth daddy. This my uncle daddy.
Uh-huh. Wow.
It was just too many daddies and stepdaddies.
That, you know, so that's a big question. Well, you know what, Miss Gigi, she done set the tone, so I'm going to go ahead and keep it rolling. All right, y'all, so 10 ways you know you ghetto. Number 10, you know you ghetto if your pickup line to all the single women in church is the Bible says, greet one another with a holy kiss. Really? Mm-hmm. Who's falling for that? Number 9, you know you ghetto if you say album and you're talking about what's used for CD covers. You know what I'm saying? Al Blum with the L after the V. Where you go to school? Number 8, you might be a little ghetto if you thought the gospel was a concert. Mm-hmm. You did. You thought it was. Number 7, you ghetto if you saying surely is, meaning that sure is. But you saying surely is. Surely is. Yeah. Number 6. You overheard someone say, we got fed today at service, and you asked if they serve chicken. Why all gotta be chicken for? I mean, why can't it be like something else? You know what I'm saying? And then if it's not fried chicken, it's still some type of chicken. It's like chicken pastry or something like that, or chicken dumpling. You know, like chicken pot pie. You know, it's still got some chicken in it. Number 5. Now, if you saying wait a minute, and you mean wait a minute, woo! I'm just gonna go to number 4. Number 4, the offering plate at your church goes around 5 times. Either somebody's stealing, or you at a ghetto church. Don't you hate that? You know what I'm saying? You in church and the offering plate just keep coming around. It's like, are we ever gonna get through the preaching? All right, y'all. Number 3. The announcements at your church are longer than the ghetto. Number 2, you know you ghetto if either the bride or the groom sings a solo to each other. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now, that's nice, but why the solo gotta be so long? And why it gotta be something raunchy? You know what I'm saying? And number 1, you know you ghetto if nobody in the wedding can really fit in their dresses, including the bride. Yeah. Right.
Experience that too.
But they said they beat, though. What? Oh, boy. They said they're getting married. All right, y'all. That's how you keep it real hot and fresh with D-Fly and...
me, Miss Gigi. And y'all tune in next week, Sunday, 7 to 9, because we'll be here on time.
That's right. And be sure to check out that YouTube, youtube.com/realhotfresh. Thank you.